Hey, Afropreneurs, entrepreneurs, and anyone else who loves to hear about business in Africa. Today we're looking at a fairly different startup. They're in a market that I had not thought about as being one that you would specifically focus on in Africa. If I thought of investing, that would probably be low on my list of things to invest in, because I imagine people have bigger conundrums to deal with. But having seen what they're doing, you start to think perhaps I should be considering investing in this sort of sector, perhaps not in the same sort of field that they've invested in or same sort of services, but I think it's a big market that ought to be considered and invested in. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about a business out of a country in Southern Africa, Lesotho. So a business out of Lesotho, and it's called, drum roll, it's called Code Blue. Code Blue, straight out of Lesotho. Those are the guys we're talking about today. So what do Code Blue do? Right, so Code Blue offer CPR, AED use, choking, BSL, and first aid training to medical and non-medical people. So this company was formed by four medical professionals, a business and entrepreneurship professional. So four medical guys teamed up with a businessman to create what has become Code Blue Africa. Code Blue Africa was inspired by numerous accidents and emergencies occurring in areas where people cannot be helped on time. You'd imagine most people that I know across the world haven't got a first aid kit or capabilities within their home. So the most things that your mom or your aunt or whoever else is in your home would know about is how to put a band-aid if you're injured, you know, elastoplast real quick, or how to stop bleeding if you got a small cut. What happens if you need CPR? Most people wouldn't know how to do it. What happens if you're choking? The average person wouldn't know how to do it. And unlike in developed countries where medical help can be reached really quickly, in Africa, this could be the difference between life and death for most people, because there's not enough. The medical emergency people get to you a lot slower than they would in developed countries. So you need people on ground, the people around you, to be more knowledgeable and more vigilant in how in saving you. That's probably the only way you would survive these situations. So this is what Code Blue have gotten into. I'll tell you a bit about their products. So they impact the market through six different ways. They offer emergency medical training in the form of first aid, CPR, AED use, and more, in the workplace and at home. So they train you within your workplace and also then provide you with the equipment that you can use within the workplace, like a first aid kit. And they also provide emergency medical equipment like first aid kit and AED machines in the workplace and in public places. And then they also offer information of existing healthcare and services about different medical conditions through the company website. So if you want to know some basics, you can also learn more through the company website. And they also offer a paramedic service, including air and road ambulances, which is again another sector that is heavily undermanned in most developing countries, because they've got other things that they, how often do they need a medical emergency? Perhaps again, at times you don't realize how many more lives you'd save if you had this. So you don't prioritize it until you get it, and then you realize, oh, okay, if we had had this all those years ago, we probably could have saved more lives. So this is where they are at the moment. They don't rate this as being one of the most important things that they could have. People are more focused on putting food on the table and shelter. So having a helicopter is not really top of their list. Okay, and right, so beyond paramedics, they also offer on-site treatment at events, public gatherings, and the sixth service is a call for help service in situations of accidents and emergencies. For instance, I like to hike, so I would, even as a child, I'd go into a mountain on my own with a dog and just climb up. In the event that I had perhaps fallen during my climb and injured myself, if I had my phone on me, I'd be able to call an ambulance. But how quickly would they be able to do it? Let's say I was in Lesotho, maybe I was in Zimbabwe, I was in South Africa, maybe I'm in Zambia or Tanzania. How quickly are people going to be able to get to you if you're injured in that situation? I know most countries, even in the developing world, have got air rescue services, but the key thing, the key component to all of this is affordability and availability. The average person doesn't know that these services could be available or are available, and affordability, they're out of the reach of the average person. But once you know that these things are there, then you may consider that you may need them at some point and keep the funds available. So what are their success factors? So they've got five unique selling points. One, they have an efficient patient-centered and customized service delivery. So this is not your generic hospital and doctor and things of the sort. So they customize the service delivery to be the way you need it, be it at your event, be it at your office, be it. So they tailor the services to the end user. And then the second unique selling point is they have a unique and innovative product and service within the sphere that they're trading in. And then their third USP is they have a dedication to continuous improvement and constant quality assurance, which work hand in hand with their customer service in terms of feedback. So if you don't like something about what they've done, or if you like something about what they've done, when you give that feedback to them, they are very quick to implement it and make changes really quickly. And they also continue to improve their services to match up to the changes within the country, to the changes with technology in other parts of the world as well. And okay, so their line of work is disruptive because the services and business model, they are specific to developing countries with poor health service and emergency response. So their services are tailored for the environment that they're in. Okay, so you may be asking, how do Code Blue make their money? Obviously, as much as they are offering a social entrepreneurship service, they have to keep the lights on. How do they make their money? So they have a traditional for-profit model for training and on-site treatment. And their on-site treatment is presently a partnership with established clinic that has equipment. So they've partnered with established service providers within the industry, so they haven't had to shell out a lot of money to buy their own equipment off the bat, which is always a good way to get into business, because that's always one of the things that stop people getting into business. I can't afford this, I don't have enough to buy this and that. So in a sphere where you cannot afford to do those things, think about pairing up with other people who have those things. So that's something that most businesses and African entrepreneurs who are looking to crack into the market, or different markets really, could learn from these guys. That at times, that's what it comes down to, the fact that you could engage someone else. If you think about it, this is how Strive Masiwa was able to break into the South African market when he approached a telecom company and partnered with them to create a service together. And that's how Econet ended up in South Africa. Right, and now they're currently in Lesotho, where they have healthcare industry clinics and things of the other sort. So, yeah, they're doing all right. And I'm very pleased to see people put more value on African lives, because I think that's one of the issues that you see in developing world. People put less and less value on lives. So they may not be killing each other everywhere, but they care less for someone who's dying. It's just one of those things that are accepted as a part of life. We need to see more and more people trying to find solutions the same way that Code Blue has done. So there are currently just two paramedic companies across Lesotho outside of these guys. So that's a massive market that needs more and more people to grow into. And the government's paramedic service would be fairly awful or quite average or not big enough to cover the whole country. And the ones who are currently available are obviously going at premium rates, which is a common theme in Africa, where those who can afford it will have it, those who can't will die. Anyway, that's Code Blue for you. So just to summarize, if you want to go into an easy area to invest that will always be needed and will always grow in Africa is healthcare. How can you offer services that are cheaper or just available in countries where they're not available or where they're overpriced? This is how you disrupt markets in Africa. Now, I'd love to hear more about any other companies that are doing similar things to Code Blue. So if you know about anyone, I'd love to engage them. Yeah, thank you. This has been another episode of Afropreneurs. We will be looking to get Code Blue on the show at some point just to chop it up and see what they have to say. Yep, this has been another episode of Afropreneurs. Go and check out Code Blue on Facebook at Code Blue Africa. They're also available via email at adm.codeblua@outlook.com. That's it. Until next time, yeah, catch it. Oh, again, before I go and check out our travel website for travel tips across the continent. We're still adding on to content with experiences from various members and research as well. It's southernafro.com. Thanks again. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.